6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, February 6th. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. More text messages coming in during the break. Unbelievable. I wish I could increase my budget. However, I'm on a fixed income, and that's not possible. Absolutely. Jeff in Oscoda, well, if she didn't mismanage the $10 billion she borrowed in the name of Michigan to fix the roads, that, of course, being the bonds that she borrowed, put up, and then stole the money. Yep. It's called expungement, Jeff. When you expunge funds, you can move them around at willy-nilly, however you want, once the revenue comes in. And it's exactly, unfortunately, what Governor Gretchen Whitmer did. Well, I'm wondering how the Republicans are going to respond to this. Especially when they find out this story, which I'm reading right from MERS News Service. Every state representative, every state senator has a subscription to MERS News Service. The average Michigan government employee, if you work for the state of Michigan, under her fiscal year 2026 budget, will make $80,163 a year. Over 80 grand a year. Where the state legislators, since 2002, 23 years ago, have been set, their annual salary is just under $72,000, $71,685. Technically, less than $6,000 a month. The base wage increase for state employees will rise 3%. On October 1st, 2025, for some critical classifications, the pay rate is going up 10, 15, or 20%. The upshot is that the state government is paying $240.9 million for its 48,116 state employees. The average rate of pay for a state employee, $38.54 an hour. Legislators have not received a pay raise to their salaries since the 2002 constitutional amendment requiring both the House and the Senate to approve a state officer's compensation commission recommendations on legislators' compensation before it can go into effect. Well, concerned about political consequences of such a move, lawmakers have never done it. However, in 2009, lawmakers cut their pay 10%. That was part of the budget deal where Governor Gretchen, Governor Jennifer Granholm could not reach a budget deal with Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop. They literally shut the state government down. Well, to show solidarity during the Great Recession, they agreed to cut their pay by 10%. Well, since the reduction back in 2009, they haven't touched their salary. However, lawmakers do receive an additional $10,800 a year for living expenses. They're also reimbursed mileage for in-district trips, one per week to and from Lansing, and other indirect travel expenses. So their take-home pay is often more than the salary. House Republicans weren't grumbling, however, about how much state employees are being paid. What they're more agitated about is that the budget proposed is adding 700 more employees. 48,116 state employees in this state. Are you kidding me? This is just getting out of hand, folks. This is insanity. State Representative Cam Cavett of Sheboygan said, if we truly want to uplift accountability and rebuild public trust in state government, that starts by rejecting spending increases and reallocating those dollars to the projects that matter most and the programs with a proven track record of success. Well, according to this proposed budget, not going to happen. My question for the Republicans like Cam Cavett and others, are you going to vote for this? Because if the Republicans in the House don't vote for it, guess what? They have the majority. It doesn't pass. Oh, but Trucker, you don't understand. If we shut the government down, the Democrats will blame us. Yeah, absolutely. Let them blame you for being fiscally responsible, to being the adult in the room, for being the ones that tell the governor, sorry, governor, we're not voting for this crap. You have to make some cuts. I'm sorry, but this is insanity, people. When all of us in the private sector are having to tighten our belts because of inflation, gas prices not yet really dropping very quickly, some places consistently below $3 a gallon, I still saw signs out there this week at $3.19. Struggling to get down to $2.80. Which would provide some relief, especially for low-income people. It's just not happening. And the other problem that we have, this is very interesting. This comes when Donald Trump, President of the United States, Republican-controlled House, Republican-controlled Senate, are talking about making cuts at the federal government level. Trump has offered buyouts up and down across the board to every single bureaucratic agency in Washington. We're cutting the number of federal employees. You can agree to a buyout right now with a severance package, a golden parachute basically. We'll pay you through the end of this fiscal calendar through September, but then you're gone. You voluntarily agree to retire. If you don't, you face the risk of being fired. Your choice. Jeff says, well, they blame us Republicans for everything now. Why not be blamed for actually doing something? Exactly my point. Dead on. stand up and say, sorry, Governor, not happening. And then this would cause the governor to come into reality. Now, my question, based on what Pam Bondi did yesterday with her move about cutting funding to sanctuary cities, yeah, where is it? What sanctuary cities do we have in the state of Michigan? Lansing, Detroit, Grand Rapids. If that happens, funding from the federal government's going to be cut. Russell over in Millersburg bought gas yesterday in Sheboygan, $3.26 a gallon. I was down in Traverse City yesterday with Vicky. I have an update on her. I'm going to talk about that in the last segment of this first hour. There was gas stations ranging anywhere from $2.83 to $2.89. Traverse City, for some reason, being a lot cheaper than the rest of our listening area. What's going on over in Gaylord? Gaylord sometimes has those gas wars. Let's punch up Gas Buddy real quick and see. Buying gas. No, I don't have that card. Let's just do this. I'm going to put in the city of Gaylord. See what pops up. If anybody knows, if you're in Gaylord, you bought gas there yesterday. Let's see. Yep. Cheaper there too. A lot cheaper. Speedway on Main Street, $2.78 on the sign. If you have Gas Buddy, you can get it for $2.68. Myers, $2.78. Actually cheaper in Gaylord than it is in Traverse City. The range in Gaylord is $2.78 to $3.19. There you go. Petoskey just jumped from $2.94 to $3.09 this morning. I think Traverse City is a sanctuary city. Yep, absolutely. Short break. I'm going to give an update on Miss Vicky. We're going to talk about some other things. We're going to have Rob Cordes on in the next half hour, 10 o'clock. Trump Unity Bridge. What is he up to? We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-5300. 800-288-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a text message from former Antrim County Commissioner and State Representative candidate Christian Marcus. He says, Randy, those prices are from yesterday or the day before in Gaylord. Gaylord now is pretty much $309 across the board. I went back into Gas Buddy. He's absolutely correct. I didn't even notice this. 2 days ago, 1 day ago, 20 hours ago, yeah, these prices jumped, it seems like, overnight. Well, is that a reaction in the market to the tariff war between China and the United States? Pretty interesting. Raul says, Sheboygan always charges more for gas than surrounding areas, in spite of tankers hauling gas from the big tanks on the Sheboygan River to the surrounding areas. Let's see. See, couldn't find the feed for the Antrim County Board of Commissioners meeting this morning. Yeah, I tried looking for that too. I think it's on their Facebook page. You have to check it out there. Mayo, Jeff saying it's $295. Joe in Wolverine, top of the B is reporting in at $309. In Hillman, Eli Marketplace, $282. Okay. And again, Lori mentioned Petoskey jumping from 294 to 309. Absolutely. Appreciate the feedback. Something's happening in the futures market, I'm sure. Let's see. You know what? Oh, Dick, I'm so sorry. I didn't see your text message. I don't believe. Did I send you the rear window stickers? I don't know if I did or not. You know what? I'm going to take a screenshot of this. I'm going to make sure that I get these out. I don't think Dick Hansen. I'm not sure if I got those to you in Roger City or not. Let me know if you did. If you got them, I sent them. Great. Don't remember. Appreciate it. Well, again, in Traverse City yesterday, took Vicky to her doctor. They removed the drain lines, and she is now completely drained out all the fluid from the surgery. They put bandages in place. I checked them last night, not leaking at all. She is healed up. So that portion of it is good. But one thing we're still waiting for, they did a lung biopsy. They noticed a little nodule on her left lung. They took a biopsy of it, and they sent it out for pathology. We're waiting for that report to come back. We're praying, hoping and praying that you guys will join us in prayer that it comes back benign, that it's not cancer. And then they got to deal with her heart in reconstructive surgery later, probably in about 2 to 3 months. If she keeps getting the rest that she's getting, hopefully she'll be back to work next week. So that's what we're hoping for. It's been very stressful. We're doing the best we can, and we greatly appreciate all the prayers and support. I gave Christine Gray and others updates on her, and they've been praying. Okay, you didn't get them. Okay, I will sit down at the next break, and I'll write out the envelope and put them in the mail to you today. Randy Walker says, what about Freddy's? Haven't gotten a field report from Freddy's yet. One of the things you have to understand is that we've got all these moving pieces happening right now in our economy, federal level, state level, reactions to the tariffs that Donald Trump is threatening these countries with, Mexico and Canada, those tariffs temporarily suspended for 30 days, both governments sending 10,000 troops to the border. Canada's doing it. Mexico is doing it. The cartels are fighting back against the Mexican government. But all kinds of things happening because of the new immigration position of this president. We're going to enforce our laws. Illegal crossings way down. One spot in particular, Arizona. They said the illegal attempts yesterday, almost non-existent in Maricopa County area. Why? Because they're being told, don't come here. If you come here, we will send you back. These cartels are charging people anywhere from $4,000 to $40,000 to be illegally smuggled into the United States. Many of them becoming slaves to these cartels to pay them back. You have to understand that this is a process. This is a process, and we're going to have to respond to it, react to it, deal with it. It's that simple. Next segment, we're going to get an update from Rob Cordes of the Trump Unity Bridge, what he's been up to since going to the inauguration in Washington, and where is he going to be here in the state of Michigan. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to